This is Jim Zuris, podcast host and operator of SysRep, that's Senior Information Strategies for Real Estate Professionals. And today I'm with Elena Merchant of Senior Home Advocates. Did I get that right?
Pretty close enough.
Pretty close. Okay.
Yeah.
Elena, tell me a little bit about your company and the services you provide to your client.
Well, thanks, first of all, for having me. Senior Home Advocates is a unique hybrid of services. It's very specialized for seniors. And what we do is we actually provide case management, transitional care management, and then also placement services. So we really help with that aging process. And then we give them solutions on what to do with the home. In a nutshell, kind of gives you an idea what we do.
Elena, for people like me and real estate agents not familiar with this industry, define case management.
When people are going through the aging process, we're usually dealing with the adult children more often than not. They really don't even know where to start, right. What questions to ask. Yep. Our healthcare system right now is completely turning upside down. So even healthcare professionals don't know necessarily where to start. So what we do, we take a holistic look at our client's entire situation, not just their health circumstance, but what are their financial circumstances? What is the plan that they would like moving forward? Many times we're dealing with people in crisis mode. So we have to help them figure out how to navigate that under a highly stressful situation.
Right.
And that's usually a good portion of what we're dealing with is it's a high stress scenario.
Yep.
They've been admitted to an acute care hospital. They've been put from an acute care hospital into a skilled nursing facility, which has changed dramatically over the last couple of years.
Right.
And then they need to be placed either into an assisted living or a board and care. Or maybe they need to go home. And if that's the case, one way or the other, they need to usually figure out how to pay for the cost of care.
Yeah, I can share firsthand. My mother had a stroke when she was 81 years old. And she went through that process from an acute hospital, went into an SNF.
I guess there's a certain point where they can no longer rehabilitate, right?
Right. And this is where it's really interesting in the sense that because I've been in this industry for 25 years, I can see a huge shift. It used to be that if you were a Medicare recipient, you got 100 days of health insurance coverage for the skilled nursing facility. And that was 9 times out of 10 how long you stayed to recover. Now they have this whole agenda, because Medicare is running out of funds, to shorten the stay. I would say in the last 2 years, I've seen one person spend 100 days. The average is 23 days. And that's basically what they say is the patient's plateaued or they're no longer appropriate and
right.
They should go into a lower level of care or a less expensive
right.
level
that,
of care.
And I remember that, experiencing that with my mom. And there was a point where she was no longer rehabilitating. She had leveled.
She had plateaued.
Plateaued. So the next step then would be an assisted living.
Or a boarding care.
Or a boarding care. There's a decision there that you would come in and help the family make, right?
So I'm a nurse, and I'm also a licensed administrator. What I do is I physically go and meet with the family. I meet with the client. I get an idea on what their physical circumstances are, as well as their financial, because that's a huge part.
It's so expensive, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It used to be, and this has just changed just since January of this year. So we're talking in the last 4 months. Mm-hmm. So the average person who wants to stay at home, if they want to age in place and they need 24-hour care, that's going to be between $375 to $400 a day in in-home care providers. What I usually do with each client is we do different scenarios. I say, okay, here's the perfect storm. If everything goes wrong, this is what you're looking at. This is how much it's going to cost. I also can look at the person based on their physical needs. Because I'm a licensed administrator, I can have an idea on what the cost of care is going to be so they're not completely shocked. And then I go and I, based on their preferences and their budget, I physically go and pre-screen the communities and the homes that they may be a good fit for. And of course, I'm looking not just at the look of the house or the look of the facility. I'm looking to see what are those other residents like and are they going to be a fit with my client?
So there's a possibility they would go into like an assisted living an apartment or something like that?
I call it hotel style.
Hotel? Okay.
Yeah, hotel style.
So there's that, and then there's these homes, right?
Right.
Where maybe they have only three or four. It's six, okay.
It's usually six.
Okay, so they have six seniors. It's kind of like a home.
I consider it more like the bed and bath.
Bed and bath, there you go.
Yeah.
That's better.
It's kind of like, think of it like that. So it just really depends on the person's circumstance. If they can get up and they don't need any assistance to the bathroom, if they don't need to be within earshot of a caregiver. So basically, they're independent, they're healthy, they don't need extensive care, assisted living is a great fit. They have a lot of activities. They have a lot of independence. They're basically living in their own apartment, but they have the amenities of house cleaning. And
they have all the support and different things. And it can evolve over time, right? Let's say if their health is deteriorating, then new services are available.
There's other services that can be added, but then the cost rises dramatically.
Sure.
So the new thing that's really exciting about what we're offering and what we're doing, and this is part of our case management. We kind of went into the transitional care.
Okay.
The case management, which is ongoing, which is more than just the move from the nursing home to the hospital to downsizing. It's more than that. It's ongoing indefinite case management where now we're able to actually work for the doctor and the client and actually help them with their ongoing needs that they have. So Medicare has a new program where they're actually paying for this service. So it doesn't even cost anything for our clients.
For your service.
Right, for our services.
Okay.
Usually we contract with the doctor because this is a highly laborious service that most doctors are not used to, like scheduling appointments for their patients.
And they don't have the resources, I'm sure.
Yeah. To have a full-time person for them, right? So we can help them as their healthcare assistant. You know, obviously it's a limited basis. They can't call us all day long, but we can help them navigate. We can help them with their chronic care needs, like, you know, just making sure if they need to get to the podiatrist, get those kind of services. So that's the case management part, which is really exciting. And then the transitional, we kind of talked about going from place, you know, from one place to the other.
Okay.
And then the placement services is where we go out and actually pre-screen the facilities and make sure that they're appropriate fits.
The reason a real estate agent should take the time to really understand this process, because at the end, there may be a decision that involves a real estate transaction. Client decides perhaps to sell the home. Do you see that, Elena?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But if you can come in as a resource and know about this, you're going to look completely different from your competition that is maybe knocking on the same door trying to do a competitive market analysis.
I do see that. And that brings us back to the SRES and how important it is. And I'm teaching that class as well.
I do too.
we work on
do.
It together.
That's right.
That's how we know each other, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that there is a much larger opportunity for real estate agents, especially in this arena, especially as at least one house out of five is a senior transaction, if not more. I mean, I see for myself, out of every seven placements, there's a house transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's usually a reverse mortgage in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important. And I have national contacts and contracts right now where there is a need, where we absolutely need to build a team that can actually go out and fulfill the service needs of these clients.
You've got to have knowledge. And I know we're both Joe Ramos folks, and he talks about knowledge is power. And that really is what you're talking about is for real estate agents. By now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're somewhat inclined to target the senior market. This is a huge opportunity, isn't it, to understand this, to gain that knowledge and get your share of those transactions. Right?
That's correct. This is a huge opportunity right now. And then also the idea of being able to become an expert in your field. If you do decide you want to specialize in senior real estate services, there's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of techniques and ways to go about it that I don't actually see targeted marketing strategies that are as effective based on my own personal experience.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Lena, your contact information is going to be on the website, but can you share with me if an agent is in their car right now and would like to contact you, they have a question right now, how would they contact you? Share me your contact number.
Sure. Well, they can either call me directly. My number is 714-921-9200. You'll either get myself or maybe you might get Brianna. She may answer the phone. She'll get a hold of me. Or you can also go to our website, seniorhomeadvocates.com. That's with an S at the end. So that's usually where people miss that. And of course, you can always email me at elena@seniorhomeadvocates.com.
Perfect. And Elena, you would be available if a real estate agent wanted to do a seminar where your expertise would make one of the subject or maybe the key subject, right? You do that kind of
absolutely,
thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I do seminars and speaking all the time. I've got several programs. I have programs geared directly for the seniors. I also have programs specifically to help train real estate agents as well.
Great.
So.
Well, appreciate you coming on the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much.